It's EV News Briefly for Tuesday, 19th of March. Everything you need to know about EVs in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for today's full podcast, almost half an hour long. We'll start with news about Rivian expanding their charging options with access to 15,000 Tesla supercharger stations. That's right, the adapters are coming the way of the R1T and the R1S owners. Oh, and the best thing is it's going to be free, like the Fords as well. So with your free J3400 to CCS1 adapter, you can now, as a Rivian owner, use the in-car nav to find those Tesla superchargers from April and do the whole plug and charge thing, and the whole thing will be looked after by Rivian's custom software. You haven't got to use the Tesla app. That's so cool. Brilliant. Tesla's Model 3 Highland, so-called Highland, Ludicrous Edition, we think is close because they have found traces of that in the back-end source code of Tesla.com. Not hacking the website or anything, but just doing the old, you know, right-click and view source, all that kind of stuff, and mentions in that HTML code, probably the wrong phrase, of Model 3 Ludicrous, and a page for it with stats on 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds. That might be a placeholder because I think it's going to be quicker than that. But that probably means if they got to the stage of, you know, the internet guys and girls at Tesla putting the pages up and hiding them in the background, that it's probably going to be close. We think a global launch as well for that, China, Europe and US. Mercedes have been showing off their Vision EQXX. That's their hyper-efficient car that's done a few big runs so far. I saw the engineers after they did Stuttgart to Silverstone in that run. Now they've just done a run to have to show off their thermal management. They went to the Middle East for this one, and they have been driving the Arabian Peninsula, 627 miles covered at an average of 8.4 miles per kilowatt hour. Still had a bunch of miles left in the tank at the end. That would have been something like 800 miles had they been able to use it all up. But obviously it's a very hot climate, and they pointed out they had the air conditioning on the whole time, that their thermal management system's a brand new heat pump they've got from Mercedes, which will end up in their Mercedes EV road cars as well. Doing a fabulous job. 8.4 miles per kilowatt hour. That's just a level of efficiency that means we can have smaller batteries and lighter cars. And it's still a 100 kilowatt hour battery in this vehicle, by the way, but a lot of it is proof of concept of stuff that'll end up in future Mercedes road cars. VW's ID Buzz will not be made in the Chattanooga, Tennessee plant. It was a bit up in the air, but VW confirming over the weekend that it will stay in production in Hanover in Germany. Of course, it means there was no chance now that it will get the $7,500 federal tax credit for the long wheelbase 91 kilowatt hour version. So just lease it and you can get the money off through the loophole. Jaguar I-Pace owners in the UK unhappy that Jaguar Land Rover are switching off access to the remote charging, smart charging features, the likes of Intelligent Octopus Go, which is what I use actually to get my 7 pence per kilowatt hour overnight charging. But it's more than that, because when you plug the car in, it'll sense how much you need, and it will often give you extra hours as well. Jaguar saying it's a safety thing, but I don't understand how that can be a safety thing. Maserati showing off their Grecale Folgore. This is different to their original Gran Turismo beast that they had. This is an electric SUV that'll have lots of range from this 98.6 kilowatt hour battery, 150 kilowatt DC fast charging, sub 4 second 0 to 60. Of course, it's going to be an expensive $100,000 plus vehicle, but you know, over 300 miles of range in a Maserati, and that's very, very cool. Fisker are halting production of their Ocean and eyeing fresh capital as negotiations continue with the mystery car buyer, mystery OEM car maker, I should say. Possibly invest. It's Nissan. Just say it. It's Nissan, isn't it? We know it is. And that is briefly for today.